for talking about the mind control operation. And all those many thousands of souls who have been sucked up into the nightmare of mind control. I cannot understand this desire because the only one I ever really wanted to run was me. I think that notion of freedom is thrilling, and I would rather die fighting for freedom than to live as a slave. So we're opening it up. 1-800-313-9443. And I would ask that you please pray to Yahweh for my Holy Spirit protection. You know, without God, we wouldn't have a chance at all. But with him, we cannot fail. This is the great war of good versus evil. You know, the militia's rifles are puny against atomic ICBM missiles. But we need our ultimate trust in Yahweh. The militia may be puny, but absolutely necessary. Our founding fathers wanted us to be able to defend ourselves against tyranny, and the Second Amendment was about a lot more than hunting rights. It was there in case government became corrupt and oppressive. And I can't think of anything that could be more corrupt than our public services torturing children like they were lab rats. This is disgusting. Mankind could think so low. I talked to a lady last week that she told me the way they did that was they raised new children to 18 months in a loving environment. And then at 18 months, they were tortured. They were thrown in wire cages and sprayed with water and given electrical shocks. And when they could hardly take it anymore, they were returned to the person that raised them with loving, nurturing attitude. And that person violently raped and molested them, which just shattered their little mind. We find this personally disgusting. We've got a caller coming in from PJ in Pennsylvania. PJ, jump right into it, please.
Oh, my goodness. Great. This makes me want to get off this planet as quick as I can. Thank you so much for everything you're doing. I just want to know, I'd like to get a CD or something of this talk. This is just incredible, and the word needs to get out, you know. I just wondered if you have anything like that.
A what of it?
Like a CD or a tape or something like that. Do you have anything like that of the talk that you gave tonight?
Well, I know that Republic Broadcasting does put together CDs in the MP3 format and in standard format of all
okay.
the programs.
Okay, you don't have stuff yourself, though, I mean, that you could, you know, contact you and get anything from you directly or anything?
No, I don't have. I wrote a book on this subject matter, but I'm out of the books right now.
Yeah,
I would put together.
Yeah, I'd rather get it like on a CD or something because then that way you can get it out to more people and they can listen to it and stuff where people might not be as inclined to, you know, read a whole book, you know.
Yes, I find it very difficult to get people to read books.
Yes, that's why I'd rather just get this out, you know, by CD or however. If you could, I know you're probably extremely busy, but if you could just like, you know, tape yourself or something on this, it would be so great to have, you know, something like this from you, you know.
Well, so, go on to the archive. The RBN has, at RBNLive.com, let me cover that again one more time, RBN, like Republic Broadcasting Network, live.com, has a whole wealth of information on there. They got archives of old programs, and they've got books, and those banner sponsors will... I really think we should support.
Okay.
So get a lot of this stuff and download it and listen to it at your leisure.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for everything you're doing. This is just, my goodness, it just blows my mind. I just can't get over it.
We got a break coming up here. We'll be...
Okay.
Thank you for your call, sir. Let's go to break. We will be right back.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
Time to open up these phone lines and gain input from the listening audience. And I do request that you jump right into the subject matter when you come on. Don't spend any time giving me strokes, either good or bad. I'm fine. Let's make these moments count. We've got a caller coming in from Canada. Ellen, would you go right ahead? Jump into it, please.
Hello, Jack.
Hello.
Jack, do you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, Eleanor White from Canada calling. I'd just like to add to your presentation so far that the technology you're describing has now emerged from the torture laboratories into the community, and there are thousands of people worldwide who are being targeted by this stuff every day and every night. I wonder if you're aware of that.
Oh, yes. And there are people who are specifically brought out, tested for their ability at hypnosis and concentrated with this kind of torture so that their lives become literally a living hell.
Are you also aware that along with this is a massive program like Neighborhood Watch Gone Wild, of what we call organized stalking, to increase the stress on the target, so you're stalked around the clock by your neighbors who are told you are a pedophile or similar things? Are you aware of that?
Oh, yes, they do all kinds of things to discredit you. So that when you, if you do break free from something in your programming, they'll think that you're an absolute nutcase and you have no credibility to accuse them.
Yes, are you aware that people are being targeted who have never been through the MK-Ultra-style torture? They were simply selected out of the clear blue sky. A few are whistleblowers, but many are just selected randomly and are being apparently tormented both electronically and by organized stalking. And as far as we are able to tell from our research, this is basically the updated version of Hitler's brown shirts. In other words, this is an organization being built up to totally control anybody that gets out of line. Are you aware of that?
Yes, much of the Nazi scientists were brought over here after World War II under one Operation Paperclip. And that's how they got Wernher von Braun with the rocket scientists. And then there was a whole bunch of this mind control stuff. Now, MK, when we talk about MK Ultra, the MK stands for mind control with the German spelling. And
yes,
much of this is implemented now with the electronics, where they are able to be broadcast through microwaves an analog of audio messages so they can inject thoughts. And if you believe it's your own thoughts, it's quite a bit harder to control them, to deny them.
Yes, we understand that, but what we are saying is this has gone well beyond scientists and developing this stuff. This is actually gone into routine torture of people based on lies. Your fellow neighbors are recruited based on lies told about you, and this is a literal neighborhood control system, which is large. We're talking about maybe 500,000 Americans, and unfortunately, the Patriot Broadcasting Networks have given us a little bit of airtime. But nobody seems to understand this is an integral part of the New World Order. It is no longer a scientific program. It is a fully operational program of neighborhood thuggery.
Well, I didn't mean to convey that it was strictly laboratory work. It started in the laboratories and then got implemented. And now that they have this electronic operation, they're doing much more of it on a much broader scale.
Absolutely, and I'd also like to recommend that you look into a book titled Terrorist Stalking in America by private investigator David Lawson from Florida, who spent 12 years and actually infiltrated these groups, and this is the only book that my activism group is aware of that presents the other half of the coin, the down and dirty in-community side of this program. Have you ever heard of that book?
No, I haven't heard of that particular book. I'll have to look into it.
Well, there is a 12-page review, which is rich in quotes, on my main website, which is raven1.net.
Say that one more time, please.
Raven 1, that's Romeo Alpha Victor Echo November, the numeral 1, .net, N-E-T. And on there is a review of this incredible book with 12 pages, and it is rich in direct quotes, and it is an entirely new facet to all of this material. We are just thrilled that you've written about and are now broadcasting about.
It's heart-rending to think they would do this to children, too.
Yes, they do. And in fact, believe it or not, some of the most intense harassment comes from children. And how can a target counteract children without getting in trouble with the authorities? You can't. Children are used to harass you mercilessly when you're out in public. I'm a retired engineer. I like to spend my days in the park, and I have children swarming me all the time. And people coming up and telling me I'm a pedophile. I'm no such thing, but this is what this program does. It totally discredits and neutralizes anyone who steps out of line. And it's here today, right now, and it's a very important. it's very important the listeners realize that this is no longer a laboratory thing. This is a program that is being implemented on thousands of people right now in every neighborhood. Lawson found out that there are groups in virtually every community in North America, and more than that, they are fully integrated. If you move from one place to another, they set up shop in your new location.
Yeah, I'm particularly distraught with a guy named Sidney Gottlieb, who operates out of the New Orleans Hospital, CIA Hospital down there in Louisiana. And this Sidney Gottlieb would take a patient, load him up with downers like Thorazine and other drugs, and then get them to talk about a subject that they want to erase from their mind. And one of the time, on the top of their mind, they nail them with electroshock therapy. And when they wake up from that, they have lost memory of what they were thinking about and talking about.
Yes,
And once the memories have been erased, it's easier to program people with new thoughts.
Absolutely, and memory erasure is a very routine part of what we in community targets are experiencing. So that technology is now being applied in community, and it is deadly for preventing you from doing your job properly. So many of our members are forced out of work because their sleep is disrupted and their memories are dissolved. So what you're saying is absolutely true. And by the way, I believe Sidney Gottlieb is dead at the moment. We have some MKUltra people in our group as well, and I'm pretty sure they've been celebrating some years ago his death.
That's good.
Jack, thank you so much. God bless you, and keep doing your good job.
Thank you, sir. Okay, 1-800-313-9443. We've opened up the phone lines for those who want to get in on this subject matter. It's important. And we have from New York, Gloria. Would you please jump in, Gloria?
Thank you, Mr. Otto. I had heard a couple of years ago that all of the, you know, television manufacturers, those large color TVs, they were mandated to build their television sets in a certain way. And I wondered about that. They didn't say what it was. Then I heard a caller on another show a few weeks ago saying that they had caught a bunch of criminals in England, and the way they caught them was right through their own television set. They could hear and see what we are doing. I really believe that, all the new television sets now. Could you expand on that if you have any knowledge on it? And I'll take the answer off the air. Thank you.
Thank you, Gloria. Yes, I understand that the NSA has had that ability since 1965, that all televisions have been a snitch, reporting on what you say inside your home, inside your structure. Not only your televisions, but also your radios. And we know from George Orwell in his great tome, 1984, that the television was watching you as much as you were watching it. And in his predictions, George Orwell, whose real name was Sir Eric Blair, he was an insider telling you what they had planned, that television was going to be spying on you. Now, you are not safe in your home. Your cell phone is a snitch, too. Reports everything that you're saying. And it's easy enough to record it all in computers. Now, if they've got DVD information and you can record on one DVD six CDs, a little more than six, I think six and a third. And a CD will hold 12 hours of audio information in that MP3 format. And you know they have better formats than that they retain for themselves if they're letting us have MP3. So we're talking about a great deal of information, all that you ever say to anybody on your cell phone or even when your cell phone is off. I think I hear music coming up in the background. We have another break coming up.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
We're back, and we're talking about the New World Order and its mind control operations where people are bombarded with electromagnetic radiation. Some of them hear commands inside their heads and are led to believe that it is Christ himself or God Almighty or aliens or demons or anything and everything except Big Brother trying to manipulate our mind. We have a call coming in from Connecticut, and I would like, Henry, go ahead, jump right into it, sir.
Yeah, hi. I heard you mention the guy mentioned it, the woman mentioned TVs. Let me get this straight. You're saying all TVs, or is it? She should have named specific brands, or are you talking just the large ones, or what?
All TVs.
All TVs.
Yeah.
Well, what about ones made in Japan or some of those other countries? That's not.
I think they're separate countries. There's a one big world operation now under the auspices of Baron Rothschild, whose real name is Meyer Amschel Bauerberg, and, well, now down at this end of the line, his descendants have different names, but it's been Nathan and Pierre, and now this last one, Jeroboam Rothschild, changed his name to George Mandel for some reason.
It
all comes under their auspices.
Yeah, some Jews do use that name, Mandel. I've heard that.
We're not talking about Jews. We're talking about false Jews.
Those Jews. But I mean, they're Khazar Jewish. I mean,
yeah,
you know, that's the same species, though.
I noticed
you mentioned somebody mentioned something before, too, with somebody else, with the mind control, and they mentioned the name Gottlieb. And that's another very Jewish name. Although I think that may have been originally a German name, but then again, I may be wrong, because there are some German names.
We're talking about Sidney Gottlieb, the MK-Ultra director of the New Orleans hospital operation down there in Louisiana.
Right.
And I just heard that he has since deceased. But I'm sure there's people ready to take up the gauntlet behind him and continuing on with the program as long as they're not the ones to get tortured.
Yeah, you're probably right. But what I want to find out with this TV stuff is there has to be the camera somewhere. And how do they pick up the microphone at the same time if I'm blasting it with James Bond? You know what I'm saying? How they're going to, you know what I'm saying? At least the microphone audio part of it. How does it decipher that way? It sounds like two people gobbling at the same time, you know, between the TV on and people talking at the same time. Now, I don't understand when it's off.
Well, you know, every speaker is also a microphone. And every microphone is also a speaker.
Yeah, it can be. Yeah, that's true. But how is it going to decipher, though? That's what I'm saying. If you got the sound blasting out of the speaker at the same time, I don't have a blasting TV. Actually, I don't have a TV. You know what I'm thinking of? I'm thinking of the time when I was at a hotel back last year, a motel, for about 3 weeks last year. I haven't looked at TV since OJ trial. I should go buy one because I could have a friend, you know, who wants likes to look at TV. But I haven't got one only because it's just so much propaganda. I would be interested in European TV. I would definitely want to get on the internet, and all the stuff I could do, with, you know, all over around the world, overseas, you know, with the internet. But I'm just not. I don't know why. Maybe it's just me. I'm just not into American TV, even the cable. The cable is like TV, and I remember somebody used to tell me with Showtime and those cable things originally in the late 70s and early 80s, they were very private. They would just show movies after movies for the past 10 years or so. Of course, at that time, I wasn't even a teenager then. But now they just put so much commercials just like they do regular TV, and then you're paying for it too and all that. But the reason why I'm asking all this is because there are teenagers out there. You know, one's younger than me. I mean, I'm in my 30s, but there are teenagers out there that fool around with stuff like this, just like what they fool around with MySpace. And if they could find out, if you could find out just what's in the TV, you know what to look for, and you could modify it. Just like that thing that puts those yellow dots on the color printers. You know, when you have a color printer, it has puts out the yellow dots, but you have to have a special light to pick it up.
Well, I don't know if you have that much of a chance of monitoring it, because I imagine that most of this architecture is in the very fine microscopic range. They print tiny little chips that have a great deal of power in them, and as they make the chips smaller and smaller, there's less distance for the electrons to travel, and so the system is faster. It's a faster computer. So what we're talking about here is a computer built into everything, and they have become quite cheap, not only the ones that we buy and sit up on our desk, but the ones that have little chips into phones and everything else that's electronic.
Yeah, that's true, but what I'm saying is that if the word goes out, there'll be, like for instance, there is a couple of companies that put out color printers that do not have those yellow dots. I think Toshiba is one of them, but there's a few other Japanese brands, one or two that do, but some of these ones outside the country, there are some that aren't with the Trilateral Commission. I'd say if somebody could check that, they could look on a Trilateral Commission, see what foreign European or Japanese companies that are on there, and maybe the ones that are good manufacturers that are not. There could be a loophole. I know this from, like, with open-source software compared to Microsoft's XP and what that does. Of course, there's some people who can modify that. So that's what I'm saying. If you do know, then maybe they can know what to look for. But are you saying, let me get this straight. This happened, how soon were they doing this with TV? Oh, right. Okay, you got to hit a break.
1965. We got a break. Thanks for your call, Stanley. And right after the break, we'll be bringing up John from Montana.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Welcome back, and I would encourage you to support the RBN sponsors. And I want to take a moment here to remind you that freedom is not free. It was purchased at the price of treasure and toil and tears and oftentimes blood and life. And if you let it slip away, it will have to be regained with those same precious elements. I don't know if you know of anybody doing a better job than the Republic Broadcasting Network if you do support them. But if, like me, you believe that the Republic Broadcasting Network is the main front against these forces of evil, the sinister Khazar warriors that pretended to embrace Judaism in 741 AD, and this whole push for a new world order, then I would encourage you to support the Republic Broadcasting Network. Send them what you can. Their address is 1015, that's 1015, South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Suite 100. That's in Round Rock, Texas, where the zip code is 78664. Let's bring up John from Montana. Can you tell us something about this New World Order's drive for mind control?
Oh, I'm sorry. When you were connecting me, there's a transition here, and I didn't hear your question.
Hello? I was just asking what you wanted to contribute to the program tonight.
Oh, okay. Two different things I was wanting to talk about. As far as your previous caller, wondering how they could extract information. One conceivable scenario is if you know the signal, the audio signal of a program, this is getting a little technical, but not real technical. If you know the signal of a program, you can phase invert that program and know it out. And
sure can.
Pardon?
You sure can. It's absolutely correct.
Right. And that's how that can be done. I've got a train coming by here.
That's all right. Go ahead.
Well, let's see. The so that was the thing that one of the things I was wanting to talk about. The other thing I was wanting to talk about was this idea of torture. The state of Texas, its legislators, its governors, and just about every politician in that state is a criminal. I've reported such to the United Nations, and I've reported such to foreign governments.
And, you know, that's like reporting them to the devil.
Right. Actually, what I'm doing these days is I'm praying to Almighty God that I'll find them 6 feet under the ground, because that's truly where they deserve. Anybody who doesn't understand that these people are criminals are either A, uninformed, B, immoral and unethical, and are criminals themselves, or C, they're stupid. Have no intelligence whatsoever. It's got to be one of those three. But I was falsely accused and tortured. I have physical injuries to this day, which the government continues to ignore. And they said, well, it's, you know, because you didn't bring these things up in the federal court, and I did. I brought it up to the federal government, brought it up to Washington, D.C., and they said, well, and they're still saying, well, it's because you didn't tell anybody. These people are outright criminal liars. Wake up, people. And, you know, there's no doubt that the things that what you're saying are true, and the things that I'm saying are true. And
let me interject here about the motorcycle gang called the Hells Angels. Now, they're not a nice bunch of boys.
Oh, my comment about them?
No, I wanted to interject about them.
Well, I didn't say anything about Hells Angels myself.
I know. I'm trying to interject something about the Hells Angels into the conversation here.
Okay. What were you going to say about them?
Okay. What I wanted to mention about the Hells Angels is that they're not a nice bunch of boys, but we can learn from their experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they have put a message throughout their clubs that when they have meetings, they have to turn off all cell phones and beepers. And the reason for that is some of the guys had been busted, usually on drug trafficking charges, and as they were busted, when they appeared in court, they had to tell how they got the information, and they mentioned in court that they were able to hear through the cell phone and to hear through the beepers.
Right. Well,
when you have your kinds of meetings and we have our kinds of meetings, we need to make sure that we shut off our cell phones and the beepers. You can stick them in a tin can, put the lid on it, and put them where there's some white noise or there's a radio that's just got this hiss of static. And that covers over the words that you might be saying so that it doesn't get out and the forces of evil know what you're talking about.
Well, like you say, a metal box around any electronic device is going to completely shut it down, just as long as it's completely surrounding. It's called a Faraday cage. And,
a Faraday cage is actually a little different. A Faraday cage is wires wrapped around and electricity running through this grid of wires.
Well, it could be
prevents any
metal box as well.
Electromagnetic radiation.
Right. It's usually a metal box. I mean, if we get a tuner on a TV, for example, it's usually metal bucks. One thing I was going to say is that as far as, listening devices, cell phones, the way you were saying, Alex Jones has mentioned these things as well. I love Alex Jones and John Staton. They are people who I do love in Texas. But Alex has talked about these things, cell phones, cable TV boxes, TVs. A person get technical with this stuff and get, spectrum analyzer and start looking at the spectrum and, snooping out these bugs and things like that. But these criminals and absolute filthy scum of the earth, treat their fellow citizens with for no reason whatsoever. They say, we just want to protect you. Come on, freaks. You people know that you're scum and that you always will be scum, and when you stand before God, you'll know that you're scum, and they'll know that I told them right now. And because that's what they are. People really do get hurt by these things, and it's a gross shame that, that they occur, and the American people need to stand up, or you're going to be the next one to be tortured.
That was what said, that we either stand together, or we hang together, or we hang separate.
Right. So I'll ask somebody else, on here, but I just wanted to say, amen, brother, you're absolutely right.
Okay, thank you, John.
Let me say one more thing here. In case somebody's wondering about my psychological state, I had a psychological examination by one of these crackers out of the state of Texas, and this joker didn't even know how to add numbers. And that's the kind of cracker institutions you've got in a worthless government over there. I mean, these people are just totally filthy.
I think much of what is called psychiatry today leaves a lot to be desired. If they had a science, which they like to pretend they do, then they would have some base principles. But they got just some loose associations that they throw around, and like Sigmund Freud. He had a thing for his mother, and he assumed everybody else did too. Well, that's not true. And yet they use these loose associations and pretend like they've got some real hierarchy of understanding, and they don't have anything like mathematics where you have a base and then the next layer is built on top of it. Thanks for your call, John. I appreciate your help. We got Tom from Florida. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah. Are you the Christian Identity people?
Am I what? We're Christian, talking about mind control tonight.
Christian Identity. Are you Christian Identity?
Well, I'm a Christian, and I identify with that.
No, but I mean, are you a member of the organization, the Christian?
No, I'm not a member of any organization at all.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think that the final solution should still be going on?
What final solution?
About the Jewish people?
The Jewish people have absolutely nothing to do with this New World Order.
Well, I thought I heard you announce you as a Christian Identity when you first started your program. And I think if you have that kind of an attitude towards God's chosen people, you're going to fall flat on your face. You're not going to accomplish anything in that kind of an attitude.
What attitude? What attitude are you talking about, Tom? Hello? I think we lost him. Folks, let me back up here a little bit and define some terms here. Now, we're talking about this New World Order and the people who are behind it, and the culprits here are not the Jews. If you and I will identify some terms here and go back here and note that in the Old Testament, there were 12 Hebrew tribes. The 10 northern tribes were called the House of Israel. The 2 southern tribes were Judah and Benjamin. And Judah was more properly pronounced Judah. They lived in an area called Judea, and then that now gets pronounced Judea. These people have absolutely nothing to do with this New World Order. The satanic cult that operates from behind a plethora of front organizations stems from the Khazar warriors that only pretended to embrace Judaism in 741 A.D. Now, these Khazar warriors had been driven out of northern Turkey in 500 A.D. And when they came down out of northern Turkey, some went east with their monarch up into the steppes of Russia and built the capital city, Attil, right at the mouth of the Volga River. Others who fled west into Romania and Hungary became the Gypsies. Now, those who went with their monarch up into the steppes of Russia, in 741 A.D., the monarch felt a great deal of pressure to take sides in a growing snit around him. Coming down from the north was Eastern Orthodox Catholic religion. And coming up from the south was Islam. And this particular monarch, and they didn't call him king, they called him a chagan. Now, this particular one's name was Bulan. And Bulan did not want to embrace either Eastern Orthodox Christianity or Islam because he knew that embracing one would certainly offend the other. And in a politically expedient maneuver, what he did was he said, I choose for me and my people to become Jews. Now, this was not a heartfelt conversion. This was a political expediency. But even if you're going to charade, you have to study something about the religion in order to do so. And when they were learning from the real Jews about the religion, they came across a character with whom they could truly identify. It was Lucifer, the morning light, that was expelled from heaven and became Satan the adversary. And they built a secret inner circle within Judaism dedicated to this Satanism. So the poor Jews are saddled with these people. And the truth of the matter is that even though they have nothing to do with it, it sure appears that way because these false Jews from Khazaria comprise about 92% of the people who claim to be Jews. So it looks bad for the real Jews. And that's why I'm taking this stand, why I'm speaking out against this, so that the real Jews will not suffer any more than has to be, because they claim to blame all the ills of the world on them and call for an eradication of that final dissolution. And I think we need to stand up and speak out and tell the truth about what's going on. And some of those people who refuse to talk about this subject at all are doing a great disservice. Because if you won't talk about it at all, you never get to the point where you can say it's not the Jews, it's the false Jews. And I think that's important for more people to understand. Now, when they were going through this conversion, they were able to use the Hebrew alphabet as phonetics to codify their Khazar language, which is called Yiddish. Now, because of the use of the Hebrew alphabet, Yiddish appears to be Hebrew, but it is not. It's an entirely different language. It had incorporated some of the German words into the language because they had no real sciences of their own, and they need some words on which to hang that understanding. The show will be over here in a little bit, and I want to give you my home phone number in case anybody wishes to call me. My home phone number is area code 313-582-2481. Please don't call until after the program's over, or tomorrow if you feel like it, or the next day. That's area code 313-582-2481. 1-800-582-2481. And if you wish to write to me, I can be reached at Jack Otto, O-T-T-O, Post Office Box 256. 256 in Dearborn Heights, Michigan. Or the zip code is 48127. Folks, I'd like to again remind you that freedom isn't free. And you're not finding out about this information on a lot of other places. You only find it here on republicbroadcasting.org. There's a whole wealth of information on that website. And I would strongly suggest that you get into it and find out. We've got our last break coming up. We'll be right back to close out the program. You two may call in. Area code 1-800-313-9443. We're going to break now. We'll be right back.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
We're back, and we do we have still have Tom from Florida here? Oh, he hung up? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this is serious. And we're not going to really do much good with your little AK-47. They don't stand up against missiles that can be shot from hundreds of miles away and cover vast cities. Without God, we don't have a chance. But with him, we cannot fail. You have to get involved. I know sometimes it's not easy. Your friends and your family tend to scoff at you. You are belittled by so many when you bring up the subject matters. Bring up the stuff that's most plausible, things that they will be able to more readily understand. Feed it to them slowly. Don't hit them with everything at once. Not so that they don't choke on it. Because we are in the war of good versus evil. And you've got to keep doing what you can. If you don't, we fail. You never know when you talk to one of those people, you might kick up somebody like a John Stadtmiller that will form something like the Republic Broadcasting Network. I did. And I want you to do your very best out there. You know, a salesman doesn't make a sale at every door he knocks on. So if you're going to do any good, you've got to knock on more doors. And in our case, we're talking about talking to more people, more friends, more family, more strangers on the street. I find it's very easy to pass out important DVDs, like on the World Trade Center. No, you can just ask somebody, did you know that the World Trade Center was an inside job? And if they look at you like you're nuts and wave you off, that's one thing. But if they show some interest, give them a copy of a video. You'll be surprised how many people you can wake up, and we find that there are so many holes in the government's case on this. Their conspiracy theory just doesn't match the real conspiracy theory. It all depends on what kind of people we are. You want to shrink back? You want to cower? You're going to hope it's all going to go away? Well, we have to remember what Alexander Solzhenitsyn said when he wrote his book, Gulag Archipelago, talking about the Soviet conspiracy. And he said, how we burned in the prison camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive? Or if during periods of mass arrest, people had not simply sat in their lairs paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and at every step of the staircase, but had understood they had nothing to lose and had boldly set up the downstairs hall with an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt. But we cowered. We were afraid. We hoped it would all blow over. Good night and God bless. Till next week, folks. We'll see you then. This is Jack Otto. Radically right. Good night.
It's true.